Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Albion, you are listening to the West Bromwich Albion Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, the station giving fans a voice. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. What a show we are going to have in the next 30 minutes, because we are talking about league leaders West Brom flying high at the top of the Championship. But it hasn't always been that way in the last two games, dropping points against Wigan on the weekend, helping Wigan get out of the relegation zone. That home form hasn't been great at the minute, has it? But they are at the top, and that is all that matters. And obviously the game with Newcastle in the week, crashing out of the FA Cup in the fifth round. But it's a game and a cup competition that, no disrespect, is just not of the top of the priorities for the Baggies at the minute. But a man to tell us more about it is Wayne Gordon from All Things Albion. Wayne, always good to get you back and talk about your beloved Baggies. Let's talk about those two games, because Bilic said they were looking a little bit leggy, you know. A lot of games and the cup exit to Newcastle this week at home. But that result, obviously, like I said, not the biggest focus, and it was a changed team. A disappointing and frustrating result was the one at home to Wigan on the weekend. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I'm not surprised Bilic felt we looked tired. I felt we looked tired pretty early on in the game, to be honest. I thought we'd have made some changes for the Wigan game with Newcastle coming up. I know Grzycki was cup-tied for the FA Cup, so I expected him to start. It just never happened. Pereira seemed to be struggling with a knock. We could get nothing happening in the final third. And, yeah, we knew Wigan was doing well. They'd been doing well for a while, clawing the way out to the relegation zone. So I wasn't wholly surprised. But yeah, it's slightly disappointing.
Yeah, it was a below-par performance, Wayne. Is it just, can we just put it down to a bad day at the office, or a little bit leggy, a little bit tired, like Bilic said? Because to be fair to West Bromwich Albion, they have played a lot of games of late, but can we just rule it as a one-off, or is there something else that we're seeing?
I think it should be ruled as a one-off. He didn't make a lot of changes through February because we were on fire. He didn't see the need to. And then there were just too many individuals that didn't play well. It was as simple as that. I think they've had a week now. We'll be back to our best against Swansea. And with the midweek loss as well, it's quite important now to get back to a win against Swansea, because, again, people will start talking about a slump. And I think that's unnecessary at this stage.
Yeah, I actually think it's really unnecessary, but I was going to ask that, Wayne, because when it is one game and it's a bad day at the office, and hence why I asked, and then the game with Newcastle, but we can't really read a lot into it, a changed team, a cup competition, maybe it helps West Brom being out, but all of a sudden, you know, Bilic has to pick those players up, and then before long, maybe it's a draw on the weekend, and then we go, oh, it's a mini slump. It's a sticky patch again for West Brom. How does he manage to keep on top of the players so we don't have that little tricky run of form like we were seeing six games ago?
I think if we can come away from December and January and then go on a run like we did in February playing the football we did, I don't think we've got anything to worry about when it comes to Bilic getting his players up for it. If he dragged them out of that run, two or three games isn't going to be a big deal. We've also got some big characters in there. You've got Charlie Austin, who's very vocal, Chris Brunt, Cole Bartley. There's a lot of players in there that will get the players' heads up and get us going again. I don't think getting them G'd up for the game is anything to worry about.
Yeah, and he did say that dressing room was really flat and silent after the game. He said, look, there's no time to be down and start doubting yourselves. I want to see those happy players back on the training ground, learning from those mistakes. But he knows, and that's the big job, isn't it? Because how we say we don't want to fall into that trap, that's where the players can get, they can sort of get lured into that, can't they?
Yeah, it's so easy in this league. You lose two or three games, draw a couple of games, and then suddenly teams are right on your tail. And the players know that as well as anybody. But they're professional players. They know what has to be done. I have full faith that they're going to come out on Saturday. Same team we saw in February.
And they're still leading the championship. You know, it's only a point now because Leeds won. They smashed Hull. But you're still 6 points off third. So quite comfy in that race. But the title race, Wayne, well, that is going to the wire.
Yeah, it is. I expected Leeds to tail off. They haven't. They're still right with us. And fair play to them for that. It's going to be fun. I know that much. I don't know which order we're going to finish in. Hopefully we're above them. But it looks set to be exciting.
Yeah, and the kind of question I wanted to ask, and bear with me, Wayne, because it is absolutely daft and ridiculous, but, you know, West Brom would love to win the championship, love to win the title, you know, have that honour and go up as champions. But ultimately, the aim is just to go up and get promoted. Whether it is one or two, at the end of the day, West Brom really won't mind, will they? I'm not saying, you know, don't go for it, but as long as they get promoted, whether it's champions or second, that's the ultimate aim here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't particularly mind too much. You know, we won the league a few seasons back, this league. You know, we've done it. It's not going to be new to me. I'm not focused on that. I just want Premier League football. I don't want us to fall into the playoffs. That's all I want, top two.
And I wanted to talk a little bit of something light, Wayne, because obviously West Brom had a good few years in the Premier League, you know, played their part, you know, that wonderful miracle escape, one of the first teams to do it. And obviously recent news, the Premier League are inducting a Hall of Fame. We don't know the first inductees, there's going to be two. But just two quick questions, just for a little bit of lightheartedness to the show. Who would be two that you should think should represent West Brom in that Hall of Fame, two West Brom players for you in that Premier League era, and also two non-West Brom players who you think are the ones who should get that first call-up?
I've got to go with Chris Brunt and Ben Foster for West Brom. And I think they're closely followed by Morrison, McCauley, Olsen. We had some good players around 2012-2013 season. Non-Albion players... I think Paul Scholes has to be up there and Thierry Henry for me. I think Thierry Henry is the best striker to ever play in the Premier League.
Yeah, Thierry Henry's been popular. Scholes is a great shout. And it's interesting, Wayne, because every person we've asked this, every fan, it comes back with a different two names. And that's the beauty of it. There is so many to choose from. I love that Chris Brunt and Ben Foster as well. Ben Foster, what he does, just not for every club he plays for, but in the community as well. I know he's made a lot of headline recently and he should be applauded. Just on the Newcastle game as well, Wayne, 3-2, but all of a sudden it was 3-0 down. Newcastle raced into that lead, West Brom seemingly out of it with that rotated side, then two goals and sort of the fight back was on.
Yeah, and I think we should have had a penalty too late on. It's a kick in the guts really, because if we play Kravinovic from the start, we win the game. He came on and he turned the entire game. Newcastle had probably thought they were over the line by that point, which probably helped us. But we missed the opportunity, and it's a little bit gutting, really.
And Billich said that he felt the players showed Newcastle too much respect. Is that something that you would go along with?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we allowed them too much time on the ball at times. The pass over the top was always on. And again, a few individuals didn't perform and they were 3-0 up right after half time, and it was pretty much done and dusted.
Yeah, pretty much done and dusted. Wayne, we always appreciate you coming on. Wayne Gordon there from All Things Albion. And just like Wayne, who is our resident West Brom correspondent, comes on every week and has his say, gives us his take on the team, you can as well. All you got to do, tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Not only can you put a question to us, you can phone in and join the show and have your say. Take it over. Why not? This is the only station giving you the platform to do that, Love Sport Radio. Radio. And also, take the stress out of managing your van insurance with Churchill. Our comprehensive policies offer you peace of mind. 24-hour accident recovery, £500 cover for loss or damaged audio equipment, plus guaranteed repairs for 5 years. Visit the van page at churchill.com. Churchill is underwritten by UK Insurance Limited, and Churchill Van is arranged and administered by Brightside Insurance Services Limited.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the West Brom Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we just heard from Wayne Gordon there from All Things Albion. Always good to get Wayne on, and you can join us as well. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, I'm delighted to say now we go big. We've got another special guest tonight, and it is Connor Ashfield from WBA Fan TV. Connor, always good to get you on. But firstly, we've got to get the big questions out there. I know that you've become very popular going on Love Sport Breakfast. You're leaving us. What's going on?
I know the line was a bit dodgy as well.
Yeah, I tampered with it.
I was on my way to work.
Yeah, I didn't want you on there. I tampered with it. You're this show's property. What's going on, Connor? I thought me and you got a blossoming bromance.
Yeah, we do. We still do.
I appreciate you, big man. Connor's always good to get you on. Love getting you on the show and hearing what you're making of the team this evening. But what did you make of, obviously, Wigan on the weekend? I want to take it further back than just that Newcastle game.
I thought Wigan played really well, to be completely honest with you. If I'm not too embarrassed to lose to them, because, you know, they've been in really good form lately, and, you know, we was always due a loss. You can't win every single game in the Championship. I do think a lot of the players did look fatigued and stuff like that. So I'm kind of glad that they did get rested against Newcastle. I'm glad that obviously Bilic put out a weakened starting 11, you could say. You know, we still had a few, you know, players who returned from injury in Kieran Gibbs, which was really good to see. And, you know, the players who don't normally get the chance to play, it was nice to see them get a game.
Yeah, and that's the thing. What do you make of the squad depth at the minute? It's a big squad, but more importantly, the second string West Brom, because that was those players that we're talking about rotation, obviously the team that faced Newcastle, and there is a little bit of a gulf between who that first 11 is and the second.
Well, yeah, we've got a lot of experience and youth in the team at the minute. You know, we've got players like Rakeem Harper, you know, still learning the trade, Kyle Edwards. But then we've also got people on the bench like Matty Phillips, Grzycki, you know, players like that who can really change a game. I think the main competition in our squad at the minute is definitely our midfield. You know, Matt Phillips, you know, he was a first team regular for us in the Premier League. And now, you know, Pereira, Callum Robinson and Kravinovic, players like that have, you know, we've kind of overtook him. But I thought against Newcastle, I thought he really took his chance. I thought he played well. Again, for Kyle Edwards and Rakeem Harper, two academy players, look like really exciting prospects. You know, the Edwards especially, two assists in that game against Newcastle. You know, Zahor come on. You know, there was a lot of criticism, and everyone seems to criticise Zahor. But, you know, I can understand why they're a bit frustrated. But he hasn't really started. But when he came on against Newcastle, he obviously got a goal and an assist. Okay, there was a couple of times where he fell over and stuff like that, but, you know, I don't understand it, because we should be supporting all the players, especially this time of the season anyway.
Yeah, and it just feels like we're getting to that point in the season, Connor, you know, March now, where, you know, the players are a little bit tired, a little bit fatigued, as are all teams, but we're seeing that sort of we're seeing it in the performances, aren't we, really? And if they're not on their game, you know, they're not bringing it through the gears, you know, the A-star performance, you can get caught out.
Well, yeah, we saw that against Wigan, like you mentioned earlier. If you're not on your A game against any side in this league, they can punish you, especially for a side like Wigan where, you know, they're fighting for the lives, really. I think there were, where was it, three, in the bottom three especially, and, you know, that 3 points to Wigan is probably more crucial than the 3 points for us, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is crucial. But how much have they missed Romain Sawyers as well, Connor? Because we know how important he is. It was interesting. It was only a couple of weeks ago on the show we said, could he get back into the side with the way everyone else was performing? But you can tell now, when he comes back, you know, this is just sort of the freshness that the team needs.
Well, I think that's what we missed against Wigan. And you don't realise like that famous saying, you don't realise how good something is until it's taken away from you. And I think in that 3 games, a lot of fans, including myself, you know, realised how important Romain Sawyers actually is. You know, we had no outlet against Wigan. There was no going forward. And, you know, the Dame kind of missed the Romain Sawyers in the team to go forward, to put that positive, you know, attacking mentality into the squad in terms of the midfield. But that being said, like I just mentioned, Rakeem Harper, I think he's been excellent since he's come in. You know, he hasn't, in the first game, he was okay, but then I think he's picked up in, you know, recent performances. And we all know what Bilic is like. He's not one to, you know, just drop a player. Perfect example, you know, Connor Townsend, left back, he's been outstanding in recent weeks. Kieran Gibbs, arguably the better left back overall, but because of Connor Townsend's form, Bilic has stuck with Townsend in the league, which I think's important for the squad, really. You can't just, you know, you can never change a winning side, but now that we've obviously lost, I think now might be the time to make a couple of changes and, you know, mix the team up a little bit.
Yeah, now's the time, obviously, to go back to that. It obviously will work out like that. That's where the freshness will come from. But when you are 10 games away from potentially being back in the Premier League, Connor, you can almost see the finish line in sight. And that is when stumbles and trapdoors start to happen and appear. And, you know, you mentally, it sort of ekes into you a little bit, don't it? And that's when we see the performance go away, because you're just trying to get over the line, but really you're dragging yourselves over it.
Well, yeah, it's a scary prospect, really. If you look, we were 13 points clear at one point, and, you know, we lost 3 or 4 games. We dropped points, and, you know, all of a sudden, teams are on your back again. This is why in the Championship, every game now, these last 10 games must be treated as cup finals. You know, this league is probably the hardest league in the world, really, in my opinion. It's so competitive. You get teams like, you know, Preston, you wouldn't expect to be up there, but, you know, you see in the Premier League, it's very rare that a team, apart from Man United, Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham, Man City, Liverpool, all the rest are fighting for their lives, really. I know that you can't always use that because, you know, Sheffield United are doing well and stuff like that, but, you know, mostly the case in that league is you get your top six and then all the other teams are just there, whereas in the Championship, anyone can go up, really, if they're putting good performances and they've got a half-decent manager behind them.
Yeah, it's so true. Connor, I wanted to have a little bit of fun on the show tonight, and I asked Wayne the same question. Obviously, in recent weeks, the Premier League announced that, you know, they're going to be doing this Hall of Fame, inducting the first two players from it. And obviously, West Brom have a huge part in history in that Premier League, hoping they're back next year. For you, in that time that West Brom spent there, who would be the two players, you know, that best represent West Brom to go in that Hall of Fame? And two players from you who you think non-West Brom should be those first two in there?
Well, in terms of when we was in, recent? That's a really, really tricky question, if I'm being completely honest. We've had a lot of...
Put you on the spot there, haven't I?
Yeah, that's a really... Oh, I don't know.
Well, I'll give you Wayne's answers while you have a quick think, because I did ask him the same question. It's why it's so good, because each fan comes up with something different. He said to represent West Brom in their time, he would have Chris Brunt and Ben Foster for what they done and their contributions. Would you go along with that, or would you have maybe some different names?
That's a brilliant answer, if I'm being honest. Like, obviously, Ben Foster, one of the best keepers we've had. And Chris Brunt, a loyal servant for West Brom. I don't even know, you know. That's a really tricky question. I'm struggling to think.
I didn't even give you no prep, so I have thrown that on you, to be fair. Why do you think of it then, Connor? What about two non-West Brom players? Are you two top Premier League standouts who should be the first two revealed?
Oh, I think Virgil van Dijk, definitely. I think he's a brilliant defender, outstanding. You know, he's changed Liverpool, really.
What, Connor, the first name out of the Premier League going since 1992, Virgil van Dijk's your first inductee?
Yeah.
Are you winding me up? Ahead of Gerrard, Thierry Henry, Alan Shearer, Ryan Giggs, Patrick Vieira, you're putting Virgil van Dijk as number one.
Well, I thought you meant recently, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, Connor, you're winding me up. My producer's saying it's got to be Zoltán Gera for West Brom.
Zoltan Gera, oh yeah, club legend, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to get... All right, Virgil van Dijk, we'll let you have that one, but Connor, me and you, we've got to have some words after the show. Who's your number two?
I'd probably say Dennis Bergkamp, you know. I loved watching him as a kid. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was. He was a super, super talent. He truly was. So many brilliant names. Let's keep it on the Baggies, though, because obviously it is Swansea on the weekend and it is away. What are you making of this fixture?
Tough game. Swansea, young, energetic side, ninth in the table, who, you know, potentially could go into the playoffs depending on results. They're chasing the playoffs. If not higher, because you never know. Like, you only need like 5-6 wins in this league, and you're back in the mix. Especially if you're like ninth.
We've seen it, haven't we, Connor? One team normally just comes from left of field. You hear this 7 games on a winning streak, and then all of a sudden they are there.
Exactly. We saw it with Villa before. I've used it as an example before, but you know they won like 10 games in a row, and you know they went up. Obviously, it's an odd league. The two players what have impressed me recently for Swansea are Conor Gallagher and Brewster from Liverpool. I think they've added a lot of quality to the side. Obviously, their manager, under-21 coach before, so he's quite keen to get young players in the side. And I think it's going to be a tight one on Saturday. I really do. I don't want to draw. I want to win, but it's going to be really difficult. But I'm confident, quietly confident about the game. So I think we play better away as well.
Yeah, quite. Yeah, and that would be the statistics as well, because the home form's not been great. I mean, it's something better that the Baggies perform better away from the Hawthorns. It's quite weird that. Maybe we should sort of get into that on the next show, Connor. But for you, a quick score prediction.
1-0 West Brom.
1-0 West Brom.
I think it's going to be tight. I'm going to say Hal Robson-Carney to get on the score sheet, get a goal in Wales.
Yeah, that would definitely be the way. He's flying at the minute as well, obviously, with a few goals in the last few games previous to those last two. But a clean sheet to boot would just be the tonic that West Brom need to keep them at the top of the Championship. Connor, really good to get you on and hear from you. Connor Ashfield there from WBA Fan TV. Always a joy to hear what he has to say on his team, as you can as well. On every fan show, not just the West Bromwich one, on every fan show, on every show, it's simple, it's easy. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. The West Bromwich Albion fan show will be back, as it is every week, in the regular slot, the tradition slot, 9:30 to 10 on Love Sport Radio.
For downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.